Tampa Republican Representative James Grant handily won re-election last month with the support of almost 60% of District 64's voters. Early Tuesday, the Florida Elections Canvassing Commission certified all state returns, including Grant's. But later on the House floor, Land O'Lakes Republican Representative Richard Corcoran called for a vote to block Grant from taking office.
The House finds itself in an unusual position in that we have received certified election results from the executive branch, and at the same time, the judicial branch has held that a qualified write-in candidate was denied access to the ballot.
Last month, an appeals court sided with Daniel Matthews, who had attempted to qualify as a write-in candidate but was originally barred for not living in the district at the time he qualified. The House vote leaves a vacancy that must be filled by special election. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.